BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Good thinking, Clary. We'll be needing a flask up in the shed. In half getting nippy out there.
And some sandwiches, apples, and a bit of flapjack. Should keep us going while we do the turkeys. Are you ready, Joe?
When you were.
So, we're just waiting for William. It don't matter. Don't seem so bad this year, the turkeys.
That's because these birds are going to make us a pretty penny for once.
Yeah, 10 and a half lucky we had that feed left over.
Oh, that didn't look very. That was good planning.
Well, whatever it is, we're overdue a bit of good news.
All right, Mum, Grandad?
Oh, hello, love. We're nearly ready. How's things?
Oh, don't ask.
Why, what's up?
Oh, I've had Poppy in a strop all morning, kicking off about coming round today.
Oh, dear.
Oh, she'll be all right now Emma and Kira have taken her, though, won't she?
Not by the look of the face on her. She's been like this all week.
Oh, William, do you think you should be with her? I can manage without you this morning.
No, it's fine. Emma's taking them straight to the playground.
Well, they'll love that.
Any Rose, you need the help. You rushed off your feet. Here, let me do that.
That's true. Busy old week at Ridge Farm, what with Helen in France and everyone getting ready for the trees arriving tomorrow.
Oh, them new trees, eh?
Yeah. So this coming week they'll all be out planting, leaving us to it. Susan won't like that.
Oh, no.
She's still fuming about being demoted.
Oh, she's been demoted?
Well, if there's no Kaffir, she can't be Kaffir manager, can she? Mind you, she will be losing some cash as well, so don't blame her being put out. What if we do something nice with Poppy once we finish with the turkeys? We can make some nice mince pies or what have you.
I can't. Martin Gibson's got me decorating this BL tree at St Stephen's. It's if I ain't got enough to do. I've persuaded Poppy to come with me this afternoon, though.
Well, she'll like that, won't she?
I wouldn't bank on it. You should see the decorations. Dark blue and grey baubles. Nothing sparkly. Typical. Miserable BL.
Don't sound very festive.
Ain't up to me, is it? I just do as I'm told.
Right. Are we ready? Joe, you got your boots on?
Huh?
Well, come on, then.
Oh, Clary, you couldn't flush the portable loo on your way past, could you? The gear stick's stuck.
All right. You get in the car. I'll see to it.
Good girl! Dad, did you see us?
Sorry, what?
She's getting really quick with her commands now. Well, apart from lie down.
Oh, I missed it, sorry. Hey, well done, Bess. Hey, good girl. You're doing really well with her, Ben. Now listen, I need a favour later.
What?
I've got to check the leak in the barn roof before Linda gets here for rehearsals. I'll need you to foot the ladder. Tuish?
What's in it for me?
The satisfaction of helping your old dad, that's what. Linda has been ringing me all weekend, and I don't tell her I haven't got round to it yet.
You're not scared of her, are you, Dad?
No. Well, maybe a bit. No, look, the thing is, the leak may well turn out to be the last straw. There's a dozen other health and safety issues yet to resolve, which the council still hasn't got back to me about. It's a lot more trouble than it's worth, frankly.
All right, I'll do it.
Great, thanks, Ben.
But, Dad?
Hmm?
Looks like you've been cornered.
What?
Isn't that Linda?
Oh, no, I can't talk to her now. I'll never get away. Tell her I'll ring her later.
What? No, tell her yourself,
Davey.
You wuss.
Thanks, Ben.
Dad!
Sorry, Linda, can't Dave. Stop.
Oh.
Sorry about him. He's, a bit busy.
Aren't we all?
Bess!
Oh!
Sorry, she's a bit excitable.
Aren't you beautiful? Being a good sheepdog.
She's getting the hang of it, yeah.
Clever girl.
Hard work, though.
Oh, yes. But most things worth doing are, I find. Now, where's David off to? I need to speak to him quite urgently.
About the barn?
Yes. I've been trying to get hold of him. Do you know if he's made any progress with the repairs? Because there's a rehearsal at 4, and I really do need to have a comprehensive overview of the situation by then.
He's definitely on it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's been leaving messages for Mr. Reeve at the council, and he asked me to come and foot the ladder for him after lunch.
You mean he hasn't been up there already? Oh, no. Well, Of course, I do know getting through to the council at this time of year is like getting blood out of a stone.
Yeah, I think so.
And it is extremely generous of him to let us use the barn at all. Such a beautiful, ancient space, isn't it?
It's all right, I suppose.
Oh, yes. Every time I walk through the doors, I feel so inspired. The very bones of the building are alive with people and stories. All right, well, I'll leave it in David's capable hands.
Right.
Tell him I'll catch him later on, will you? And best of luck with your training.
Oh, it hasn't been emptied in weeks, William. His health hazard. But Joe don't seem to care. He's out there once a day at least, no matter how cold or wet.
Oh, he wants his head testing. He's freezing.
Thing is, he's putting off the cider club, which is why we got the damn thing off Justin in the first place. So we're back to square one. Is that one finished?
Yep.
Mine too. Go on, put them outside, Freddie.
We're not doing too badly. I reckon Dad'll be pleased.
Oh, I reckon we'll do a little break, don't you? Where's the flask?
Oh, yeah, lovely. Oh, I can't feel my fingers.
I know it sounds daft, but I can't help expecting Nick to pop her head round and ask if we're ready for a piece of her banana bread.
Yeah.
Oh, I just keep thinking of her. Even more unusual these last few weeks.
Yep, me too.
Poor Poppy must be feeling it. Here's your tea.
She says she don't want to do the nativity.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt important for her to do it. Join in. Be part of something at church, somewhere Nick was.
But, love, Nick ran the nativity last year, didn't she? Poppy just can't face the idea of being in it without her mum being there. Hmm?
I just want to make everything better for her. But I can't, can I? Nick's gone. And I can't bring her back.
No, love, you can't.
Well, so what do I do? How do I stop her hurting?
Well, you just carry on doing what you're doing. Keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Oh, I don't know if I can.
Well, you can help Poppy see she's allowed to enjoy Christmas. I'm taking her to do the BL tree later on, ain't you?
Yeah, you saw the decorations in the car. Don't think they cheer anyone up, let alone Poppy.
Oh, well, I might be able to help you there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. How about me and your granddad come to St. Stephen's with you, make an afternoon of it? Don't you worry, love. We'll put a smile on that little face.
David.
Linda.
Finally, we meet.
I was just going to call you.
Happily, I've saved you the bother. Well?
Well, I've been up there. I've had a good look. Linda, I'm sorry, but it's just not going to be feasible for the barn to host the production as we'd hoped.
Oh. Oh, dear, that is bad news.
As I say, I'm really sorry.
No, no, well, you couldn't have foreseen this complication.
No, quite.
And it is you who is ultimately responsible for the safety and well-being of everyone who enters the barn.
Well, that's true.
But I do wonder, perhaps the leak could be fixed.
The problem is, it's not confined to one panel. It's a big job.
Is it doable?
Well, I don't see how, not in time for Christmas.
Oh, I see.
And even if it were possible to arrange for the leak to be fixed in time, there's still so much else to do.
Yes.
You know, we're used to this for Open Farm Sunday, but that takes place in June, in daylight. This is a completely different challenge.
It's just that this barn, it's the perfect setting. The character of the building is quite unlike anywhere else we could hope to find.
If we hadn't had the leak, the other issues might not be such a problem, but taking it all together, I'm sorry, I don't think that ambience is sufficient reason for us to take the risk.
Yes, well. Very well. Well, thank you, David. I do understand that you must prioritise health and safety considerations.
Well, yes.
And can I ask, might we continue to be here for rehearsals until an alternative venue is arranged?
Okay, yeah. As long as the weather holds, that should be all right.
Thank you. And one other thing. David, will you keep this to yourself for the time being?
Obviously,
I will have to let the cast know, but I'd like to tell them myself when the time is right. I cannot risk upsetting them at such a crucial point in the process.
Right. Yeah, OK. I won't mention it to anyone outside the family.
Much appreciated.
Perhaps you could do it in the village hall as usual.
I had discounted the village hall for this very special production. But I'll see if it's available. Thank you, David. Look at her.
Never seen nobody so happy with a few bits of tinsel and baubles.
It's not just any old tinsel, it's Grundy's finest. You have to admit, the old church does look beautiful, don't it? All these lovely trees, it's magical.
Hey, look, they got Tom Forrest's cribby.
Wow, ain't Christmas without it.
That's right, William, it's not. Bless him. And the BL tree looks fantastic. Much more cheerful than Martin Gibson's miserable decorations on their own.
Well, I don't know if he'll see it that way.
Well, he wants to thank Poppy. She's done him a favour.
Somehow, I can't see that happening. But he asked me to do the tree, and I've done it, so he can whistle.
That's a spirit.
Poppy, stay where we can see you.
Oh, she just wants a look round. I'll go with her.
Thanks, Mum.
What for?
You always know what's best.
You're the one who knows what's best for that girl, William. And Jake and Mia. You're what they need.
I just miss her so much, Mum.
Oh, I know. And it'll be hard for all of us. But we'll get through it. Between us, we'll make Christmas nice for the kids, won't we?
Yeah. We will.
Oh, come here.
This one's ready for drying off. Ben, you carry on, will you? I'll sort her out.
Sure.
Right.
So, did Linda freak out?
No, actually. She took it really well.
So, you told her that she's not allowed to use the barn?
Well, I didn't put it quite like that. Linda accepted that it's not possible this time.
She must have been disappointed, though.
Well, yeah.
This morning, she said she thinks the barn's alive.
Now, she's going to check the village hall's free.
Can I let this lot go now?
Yeah, fine. No, I don't mind telling you, so wait off my mind.
Bit weird, though.
What's weird?
When I saw her leaving the barn before and asked if she was all right...
Yeah?
She said it was a crushing disappointment.
Oh.
Sorry, Dad. I'd say she's properly gutted.
Pat, it's Jill. Have you got a minute?
Yeah, just about. I'm getting ready to go out and help with the planting. Our new trees arrived this morning.
Oh, I'll be quick. I just wondered, is Chris coming to you for Christmas?
No. Peggy's coming, but I don't know what Chris is doing. Why, what's wrong?
Well, I'm not sure. I invited her to come here, but she left me a message saying she wouldn't be able to make it. And she isn't going to Brian and Jenny's either.
Oh, wonder where she's going then. Might Peter have invited her?
He could have, I suppose.
Peggy might know. I'll ask her.
Would you? Thank you, Pat. I won't keep you.
OK. I'll let you know. Bye.
Bye. Now, is that you, Bess? Hello, you cheeky thing. You know you're not allowed in here. Come on, then. A few minutes to warm up won't hurt. Let's find you a treat. Like under the table, then. There you are. Well, Ben doesn't know. Won't hurt him, will it?
Hi, Mum. You ready?
Oh, sure, is that the time? Look at me still in my apron. It's been a busy morning.
I can see. That's a lot of mince pies.
I wanted to get some of the baking out of the way. Before you know it, I'll be stuffing a turkey.
Yeah, pretty big one, too.
Yes. Let me find my bag and coat and I'll be with you.
Oh, don't rush. We've got plenty of time. There's tea and biscuits before the choir start.
I am looking forward to it. Now I've nearly finished my Christmas shopping, I can relax a bit and enjoy the build-up.
Yes, I'm almost done too. It just feels a bit strange not having to buy anything for Alistair.
Yes, it must after all these years.
Oh, I'm fine. It's not sad. It's more odd. Oh, don't forget Meryl's parcel.
Oh, of course. Right, off we go.
I've been treating her myself for fouling the foot, but I think it must be something else. Ah, yes, you thought right. See this black lesion here on the sole of her foot? White line disease.
Oh, poor thing, she'll have been in pain.
Now, let's just release some of that pus. Then we can stick a wooden block on her sole to ease the pressure.
Thanks, Alistair. I appreciate you coming out.
I was surprised when you called, actually. Thought you were in France.
I wish. There was a misunderstanding over the ordering of the trees. They turned up much earlier than planned, so it's all hands to the pump.
Easy, girl.
Helen went on her own in the end.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, I was a bit worried about her going alone, but actually, sounds like she's really making the most of getting away.
Good for her. So, all change at Bridge Farm.
Certainly is. New horizons. Oh, I shouldn't grumble. We've a lot to be excited about. That's true for you, too.
What? Oh, yes, right. New horizons.
All going smoothly?
Yes, yes, seems to be. Right, that should ease things. Let me know how she goes on. I can come back if necessary.
Hi, Alistair.
Hi, Pat.
All okay?
Yes, yes, fine. Hi. Just a bit of white line disease. I'll get out of your hair. Best of luck with the trees.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Honestly, I know what's done is done, but I can't help thinking how much easier things would have been if the trees had been delivered as planned.
Look, we've been over this.
I know, but it doesn't change the fact this could have all...
Look, they're here now, so let's just make the best of it. We've got enough help with Johnny and Jazza. Natasha's here too.
Oh, great.
Tony.
I just don't enjoy being lectured to about my own farm.
It's enthusiasm. And in fairness, she does have a background in orchards.
Oh, yes, I know. She's quite the expert.
But I thought David had agreed to let them use the barn.
Yes, he did. But that was before the leak, you see. Apparently Linda's very upset and David feels terrible.
Sounds like he had no choice.
Well, exactly. Keep it to yourself for now.
Yeah, pass your coat, Mum.
Thanks. I feel completely refreshed. The choir were a real treat.
Yeah, they were good. I loved the little boy at the front who couldn't keep still.
Yes. Bess. Oh, I forgot you were there. Surely she's been eating the mince pies.
Oh, no.
Doc shouldn't have raisins.
No, I know.
She didn't look well, does she?
We need to get a scene to. Quick, grab my car keys, Mum. I'll get the dog. Come on, sweetheart. Come on, Bess. There's a good girl. Come on.
Takes it out of you, doesn't it?
It's not easy.
Natasha's getting stuck in.
Well, we all are.
Oh, you've got to hand it to her. She's probably planted more than the rest of us put together. Really putting her back into it.
Yes, all right. She does seem to be a good worker.
Going well, is it?
Very well. We were just saying, weren't we?
Yes, very good.
Oh, I reckon if we carry on like this, we can get this row finished and start the next before dark.
Easy.
Johnny's found some energy from somewhere. A minute ago, he was on his last legs. And Jazza, what's got into them?
Oh, well, that might have something to do with me.
Good old-fashioned bribery.
Not a bribe, a reward. I just told them if they finish this row by the end of the day, then I'll get the drinks in tonight.
Well, looks like it's worked.
The magic words, free and pint. Right, come on, you. Doesn't do for the boss to be slacking. You need to show them how it's done.
Yeah, all right.
Back to it.
What's that look for?
Nothing. No, it's going well, isn't it? I'm pleased, that's all.
I can't believe how thoughtless I've been. I completely forgot she was there. I locked her in.
Oh, Mum.
Try not to panic, Jill. You said she was sick fairly soon after. That's a good sign.
Your car,
sure.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
I'm going to give her an injection now to make sure she's brought it all up. This is going to make you sick again, Bess. I'm sorry. After that, we'll give her some activated charcoal to bind up any remaining toxins so they pass through her without being absorbed.
Will she be all right?
You've done the right thing bringing her in straight away. Now let's get her injected and we can wait for nature to take its course. Jill, can you hold her still?
Of course. There, Bess.
Don't worry.
She really is in the best possible place.
Good girl. There. Well, that should take about 5 minutes to kick in. Then we'll administer the charcoal.
And then what?
I'd like to get her on a drip, make sure her fluids are replaced, and keep her in overnight so we can monitor her.
Overnight? What shall I tell Ben?
Oh, Mum, I think you're going to have to come clean. It was an accident.
We'll test her kidney function in 24 hours, make sure there's no damage.
Oh, poor Ben.
Honestly, Jill, the most important thing is that you got her to me immediately. With prompt treatment, most dogs won't sustain long-term damage.
I'd like to stay until she's comfortable, if that's all right.
Of course. Shula, would you like to take a seat?
Yeah, thanks. How are things, Alistair?
Oh, okay, thanks.
Sale going smoothly?
Yes, it all seems to be progressing as you'd expect. Apparently it should go through early in the next year.
Oh, that soon? So, you're all set for your next adventure?
Well, I had a meeting with Lovell James last week.
About the job?
To discuss my role, yes. But it seems what they've got in mind for me is not quite what I'd imagined.
In what way?
Well, to cut a long story short, they've got me winding down towards retirement.
No.
I know. They presented me with a list of my duties and they basically got me pottering about.
What?
You know, TB testing, light work, no on call, nothing remotely stretching.
Oh, dear.
Putting me out to pasture before I'd even started.
What did you say?
Well, I was fairly shocked, to be honest. I'd been looking forward to being part of this big, busy practice, you know. Mm. The cut and thrust of it all, more varied, dynamic work.
Oh, girl, Bess.
So I was quite taken aback. I mean, I tried to keep it positive,
yeah.
Said I was very happy to be challenged. I wasn't thinking about retirement anytime soon.
Good for you. And?
They were surprised. Said they thought my selling the practice was part of a strategy. That at my age, I'd be slowing down, starting to take it easy.
Oh, Alistair.
I'm nowhere near retirement. I mean, what have I got going on in my life apart from work? I need more to keep me occupied, not less.
You've got your marathon coming up.
Half marathon.
Yes, that's what I meant.
It's all right, Bess. It's okay.
Looks like it won't be too long now. Don't look so worried, Jill. All the signs are Bess will completely recover.
Do you think?
She's in her prime, unlike me, apparently. Any minute now, I reckon. Then we can give her the charcoal, get her settled in.
Thank you, Alistair.
No need. Just doing my job.
Well, I appreciate it.
And two more pints, please. We'd better get back after these. Get Henry and Jack from Madam and Ian. Can leave the youngsters to it.
Right you are.
Oh, Natasha certainly knows what she's doing. You can't deny that. She led the way today. We'd have been stuck without her.
Yes, fair enough. She knows what's what. I suppose she's not so bad after all. What? I can change my mind, can't I?
Yes, you can. I'm glad to hear it.
You weren't keen on first meeting either, as I recall.
I reserved judgment.
Oh, I see. My mistake.
Pleased?
Pleased? Of course I am.
Good. You should be.
Well, thank you for today.
I only planted a few trees. It's your vision.
You did way more than that. You helped me see what was possible, think differently about the farm.
It's easier for someone on the outside, that's all.
It's not just that. You got us all fired up. I mean, look around. Everyone's buzzing. Even Dad's smiling. We're all so excited about what we're doing, and that's down to you.
You'll embarrass me.
Good. You deserve it. I mean it. You're a very special person, you know that?
Oh, stop talking and kiss me.
Can you manage Johnny and Jazz's pints?
Yes, got 'em.
It's a good job you're warming to Natasha.
Why? Oh.
Haven't seen Tom this happy in a very long time. Certainly looks like she'll be around for a while.
Mum? Oh, what time is it?
9:30.
9:30? I've got so much to do.
It's okay. Honestly, everything's under control. Glenn's in the office paying invoices. He's much more up to speed with the system now. Deck the hall's ready to open. Everything's fine.
Why didn't you wake me?
Because you need to rest. A lie-in is just what you need. And we don't need you down there interfering.
Cheeky.
I'm joking. But honestly, it's all fine. Only Russ. I'll call him back.
Is everything okay between you two?
Of course.
He doesn't mind you having abandoned him.
I haven't abandoned him. He's cool. He knows you've been ill and we're busy with Christmas coming.
Okay, that's good. Russ?
No, Glenn. Don't worry. I'll go and check on him. Oh, Mum, I wondered if you might fancy going to the Arboretum this afternoon. The living Christmas trees, they're gorgeous.
Oh, actually, darling, I have got quite a lot to do today.
But I told you I'm on top of everything. Trust me.
Christmas shopping. I haven't bought a single thing. I'm going to sit at the computer and make a good start online.
Oh, OK. Well, we can catch up later at my pre-birthday dinner, can't we? Oh, I'm so excited. The food's meant to be out of this world.
Oh, sorry, you've lost me.
Les Soeurs Heureuses. I can't wait.
Oh, yes. Yeah, me neither.
Right, I should go and see what Glenn wants. Oh, and will you call Grandma? Apparently she poisoned Ben's dog yesterday and she's stressed out about it.
What?
Oh, it's fine. She locked the dog in the kitchen accidentally and it snaffled some mince pies. But Alistair saved the day.
Oh, yeah, poor Mum. I'll ring her, yeah.
Thanks.
Hello, is that Les Soeurs Heureuses?
Jenny, have you seen my reading glasses? You haven't inadvertently packed them away, have you?
I have not inadvertently packed anything. All of this packing's carefully planned to avoid stray items going missing.
It wasn't a slight on your packing skills, I just can't find my glasses.
Brian, I am single-handedly managing the removal of our entire lives from this house and trying to find us somewhere to live. While you're unable to keep track of a pair of reading glasses.
Yeah, look, not to worry. I'm sure I'll find them. Anyway, look, I was going to say, I'll take over the house search.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. You leave it with me.
Oh, that'll be Mum.
I'll take complete responsibility. I don't want you to give it another moment's thought.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, dear. Lillian says she can't stop.
If you'll excuse me, Peggy, I'll leave you to it and go and get on with my task.
Brian, all right?
Oh, yes, he's absolutely fine.
And you?
Oh, Mum, there's just so much to do and so little time. And we still haven't found anywhere to live. Though apparently Brian's going to resolve that this afternoon.
You know, you can always stay with me if you can't find somewhere suitable. I'd be happy to have you.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Oh, but we really need to get somewhere of our own, for Rory's sake more than anything. Can't bear the idea of him coming back to this chaos.
Well, let me help. Here, pass me that box and I'll get started on the crockery.
No, Mum, you don't need to do that. Come on, I'll make a cup of tea.
No, I'll make the tea. You carry on. And I will help. I've got some time to spare before I can go and see Chris. I've got to wait until after her medical appointments.
Well, are you sure?
Of course I am.
How is Chris?
You know she's refused Pat's invitation to Christmas Day.
Mm.
Well, now Jill tells me she's turned down an invitation to Brookfield, too.
Oh, that's strange.
Quite. Something's not right. And I intend to get to the bottom of it.
Just take the payment, escort them in, and Father Christmas will take it from there. You're basically a festive receptionist, okay? Thanks.
Lily, I've been calling you. Is everything all right?
Oh, sorry. I left my phone in the office. Everything's fine. We had an elf ring in sick.
What?
It's okay. I've had to draft in Maddie from the orangery to cover the grotto, that's all.
Well, shouldn't Glenn be across that?
He's got a lot to take in.
Well done you, anyway. Oh, does he mind?
It's all sorted. So I'm free for a quick walk, if you are. You might want to put a coat on, though. You'll freeze like that.
Oh, no, I can't. I'm in the middle of something, actually. No, I just wanted to tell you, I'm so sorry, darling, but the restaurant called. There's been an error with our booking.
What kind of error?
Well, the details weren't clear exactly. They were very apologetic, but our table isn't available tonight.
They've cancelled us. Well, they can't do that.
Well, actually, I was thinking I could do us a special birthday supper here instead. It might be nicer than dragging ourselves into town after a hard day.
Yeah, okay. That sounds lovely.
Yes, Pat and Tony seem to think it's quite serious.
Really?
Pat said Tom is completely smitten.
Well, that's nice. Good for them.
Exactly. Yes, everyone's very well, all things considered. And how are you?
I'm fine.
Are you?
I'm getting stronger, recovering well, so I'm told.
Jill told me that you turned down her invitation to Christmas dinner.
That's right.
And you turned down Pat, too.
Oh, I hope I haven't offended anyone.
No, of course not. But why? I'm worried about you, Chris.
Oh, you don't need to worry about me. I'm perfectly fine. I just want to stay here, that's all. Lots of us are. They're making quite an effort. I'm looking forward to it.
But surely you'll be hoping to be back at the lodge by Christmas?
No.
But I thought you said you were recovering well.
I am, but I don't want to go back there.
Well, perhaps you're not quite ready yet, but I wouldn't have thought it'll be too long now. How is the rehab going?
Oh, they say I'm doing very well, given the complexity of the fracture.
Well, there you are, then.
It's not about how I am physically. I just don't want to go back to the lodge.
What? Not ever?
I know it may sound silly to you, but when I think about going back, living there again, I'm sorry, it scares me.
Happy birthday for tomorrow, darling.
Thanks, Mum. Mm, that's nice.
You look lovely.
Well, I thought I'd make the effort. Sorry, I don't mean that you...
It's all right. No, if I'd known, I'd have changed out of my leggings. I feel a bit underdressed now.
Oh, I just needed to get cleaned up after running around all day. You look great. And this is great. Thanks, Mum.
Well, shall we eat?
Yes.
It's the special. It's been selling out, apparently.
From the orangery. Oh, lovely.
Yeah, seasonal turkey with glazed carrots... Chipolatas in pancetta, cream sprout velouté, and I can't remember what else you said. Oh, yes, roast potatoes, of course.
Mm.
Ah, I wanted to give you a treat.
Oh, it's perfect.
Well, tuck in.
Did you get much shopping done?
It's more browsing in the end.
Didn't you see anything you liked?
Well, there's just so much choice out there. I ended up with several virtual baskets filled, but nothing checked out.
Mum.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to get excited about Christmas when...
I know. Everything feels so weird. I was sitting here drinking champagne when it's his birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's your birthday too.
I know, but it feels really wrong. Freddie should be here.
I know, Lily. I feel exactly the same.
At least we get to see him tomorrow. I can't wait. What? He still wants us to go, doesn't he? Has something happened?
Freddie's fine. It's me. I've decided I'm not going to come with you to the prison tomorrow.
You've already signed up.
Well, I haven't committed to anything yet. And the thing is, Peggy, it's assisted living. So if I had another fall, there'd be a little bell I could ring. Or, look, you can even get a pendant alarm to wear round your neck. And that connects straight to the wardens in the office here.
You can't really want to stay here forever, Chris.
Well, not here. In one of the flats. They really are very nice. I've done my sums and I think if I'm careful, I could afford it on my pension.
This is exactly what I was afraid of.
Oh, don't get upset, Peggy.
I'm not upset. I'm worried about you. You've lost your confidence. You've been through a traumatic experience and now you feel you can't live independently. But you can.
Well, the flats are in high demand. I don't want to miss my chance.
But you don't need to decide immediately. Why don't you wait? See how you feel in the new year.
Jenny?
In here.
Oh, good. You're taking a break.
Not a break. I'm writing some labels for boxes. Here.
Oh, my reading glasses. Where'd you find them?
On your bedside table, where you left them.
Well, I swear they weren't there this morning. Anyway, thank you, darling.
Oh, how did you get on?
How did I get on what?
Well, I thought you'd gone off to resolve our housing issue. I got the impression you were quietly confident. Did you find anywhere?
No. Well, one or two places, but they're all far from ideal.
Because?
Further out than we'd like. Frankly, not the sort of places we'd want Rory to have to stay in, put it that way. Now, I didn't think it'd be so difficult.
There's nothing out there. It's hopeless. What on earth are we going to do?
Well, give me a chance. I've only been at it for an afternoon. I'll find something.
But we are running out of time, Brian. Rory will be home on Saturday and, you know, what are we going to tell him? That after Christmas we'll all be moving into a caravan?
It won't come to that. I've got a plan.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. I'm going to enlist some help. Just leave it with me.
Listen, I've got everything completely covered. And Glenn knows any problems at all, he's to ring immediately. You can't miss seeing Freddy.
Okay, Lily, look, I wasn't honest with you earlier.
What do you mean?
It's not Lower Loxley, it's me.
What's you?
I just think I'd find it too upsetting at the moment.
What?
Seeing Freddy in that place.
It's not so long since you saw him, you managed then.
Yes, but that was different somehow.
Why?
Well, tomorrow's his birthday. This time of year is always very difficult. You know that, ever since we lost Dad.
I know. But you can't not see him on his birthday. Please.
I know it sounds selfish, but I'm thinking of Freddy. I don't think I'd be able to hold it together. And he'd find that distressing.
Mum.
He'd be devastated, Lily. I can't do that to him.
It will be okay. You need to be there. I'll be with you the whole time. We'll get through it together. Please, I really, really think you should come.
No, darling, I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah, but you've got to admit, it is going to be pretty magical performing in the barn. Although, do you think Linda seemed a bit funny last night?
Funny how?
Funny peculiar. It was like she couldn't be bothered. Do you think she's all right?
I don't know.
All week, in fact, she's been off. She's lost her spark.
Now how she feels.
You haven't lost your spark, not permanently. Might just take a bit of relighting. Oh, I do like a frosty morning walk, even if it is to work. Oh, it's starting to feel really Christmassy, isn't it?
Is it?
Have you thought any more about where you'll be on Christmas Day?
I thought I'd be at home with Lexi, but obviously that isn't going to happen.
Well, where's Phoebe going to go?
Oh, Hayley's. Hayley did say I could join them, but...
You don't fancy her.
Sitting in between Hayley and her new boyfriend. I'd love to be with Phoebe and Abby, but I can't face it. I keep thinking, maybe I should have taken Phoebe's advice last week.
What, and proposed to Lexi? Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, obviously it was a ridiculous idea. I mean, she definitely had turned me down, but... The thing is, I love her. If I'd have made that clear, maybe...
Lexi knows you love her. She loves you. That's not the problem, is it?
Oh?
She didn't end it because she doesn't love you. She ended it because she needs to be in Bulgaria with her children. And you need to be here with yours.
I know.
And think how much worse you'd feel if you'd made a fool of yourself in front of everyone.
Oh, true. Yeah, at least I got my self-respect.
And you've got me. How about I buy you lunch in the Bull later?
Oh, iTunes vouchers. £100, Mum.
Well, so you can choose what you'd like. I know it's not very special,
no,
but...
No, thank you. It's great.
What else have you opened?
Grandma sent money in a card. Mm-hmm. And David and Ruth got me this gorgeous handmade soap. Here, have a smell.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm. And Bert dropped in first thing with some flowers for me. And this for Freddie.
That's kind.
Shame you won't be able to open it. As if I could just walk into a young offender's with a mystery gift.
Well, Bert doesn't know anything about prison. I think that's nice. And most of Freddy's presents will have to wait for him. Oh, you've got the gift from me to take, haven't you?
Yep. All ready to go with mine. But still, I just...
Seeing his sister will be the best gift Freddie could wish for. I know you'd like me to come too, but I really think it's best if I don't this time. I'm going to go and take a shower.
Helen's back.
Oh, good. How is she?
Very well, Sitch. Can't wait to tell us all about it.
Oh, hope she's managed to have a break while she's been away.
She even did a bit of Christmas shopping. Picked up some presents for Susan and Clary.
Oh, good.
Oh, not interrupting anything, am I?
Oh, hi, Natasha. No, of course you're not.
I just wanted to give you this. Oh, happy anniversary.
Oh, Natasha. Hamper.
Well, Tom mentioned your anniversary, but I also wanted to congratulate you on your new ventures.
Oh, well, that is very kind of you.
Thank you. It really is.
Well, think of it as a thank you, too, for the way you've including me in the planting. Let me be involved. It means a lot.
Well, it was you helping us, not the other way round.
Exactly. If anything, we should be thanking you. Well,
some farmers don't treat me as an equal. They just see me as some daft girl playing at being a farmer. You didn't do that. You listened. Took me seriously.
You really know your stuff.
Thank you. Well, I might pop out and see how Tom's getting on. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, right, bye. Well.
Looking good.
Oh, thanks very much.
No, I meant the trees. I came to see if you could be spared for some lunch in an hour or so. I'll give you a hand till then, if you like. Got any spare gloves?
Yeah, over there.
Oh, okay, great. The trees are looking good, though, aren't they? You can imagine what they look like when they're grown. They're going to be beautiful.
Oh, they certainly are. Oh, I can't believe the progress we've made.
Shall I alternate with you in this trench?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks. At this rate, we'll have them all in by the end of the week.
Yeah. The early delivery worked out okay, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, not that I'd say that to Dad. Still not forgiven me for putting the kibosh on his France trip.
He's proud of you, you know. And your mum is.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, just seen them. They seemed really pleased with how it's all going.
Did they?
Actually, I took them a little something to say congratulations and thank you, you know, for letting me help out.
Oh, you didn't need to get them a present.
Well, I wanted to. They've been so welcoming and kind. I really like them.
Good. Well, they really like you.
You think?
Definitely.
It's been lovely getting to know them properly these last few weeks. I'll have to introduce you to my folks.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, because I wondered, would you like to come to Wales for Christmas? Oh, no? That's too much, is it? I'm sorry. No, I just thought it might be fun.
No, don't apologise. No, it sounds lovely, and I would love to meet your parents.
But...
Well, Mum and Dad are expecting me to be here for Christmas.
Oh, sure. Well, think about it. I mean, if you wanted to come, I would really like that.
Champagne truffles, Tony. This must have cost her a fortune.
It really is extravagant.
Hi. Just this, please.
Oh, good choice.
Is it? I wanted something a bit special.
That's 1798, please. Are you celebrating?
It's my partner's birthday. I'm going to surprise her.
How lovely. There you go.
Thanks.
Hope she likes it.
Me too. Thanks.
Bye. Oh, Tony. I feel awful about Natasha.
Oh, no. We spent the last few weeks moaning about her when all along she genuinely wanted her help.
And her coming here today to thank us.
It was a very kind gesture.
We got her completely wrong, didn't we?
I think we did, yes.
Russ?
Hello, Elizabeth.
Lily didn't say you were coming.
No, I wanted to surprise her.
She isn't here.
Oh, right. Where...
She's gone to see Freddie.
Right. And is Lily... Is everything all right?
She's fine. Why?
No, nothing.
She's been helping out here. I've had flu, you see.
Yes. I was sorry to hear that. Fully recovered now, I hope.
Yeah, getting there.
The thing is, Lily said she'd be away for a weekend, and it's been 4 weeks now. I just really like to see her.
Okay, well, of course. Come in, you can wait inside.
Yes, two plumbers, please. Thank you very much.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi. Oh, how's things?
Yeah, good. You?
Great, thanks. You tempted by Wayne's Christmas menu?
Just having a nosy. I'm waiting for Roy.
Oh, right, yeah. How is he?
Not great. I'm a bit worried about him, to be honest.
Helen said he was in a bad way at the Christmas light switch on last week.
Oh, he's just so sad. Really, really sad. I'm trying to keep him busy, distract him. Don't know if it's working, though.
Oh, no, I've been meaning to get in touch, see if he fancies a drink sometime.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah, at least I can do.
Thanks, Tom.
Also, I think I owe you an apology.
Do you?
Oh, we haven't really spoken since, well...
Ah, since you and Philip got all macho.
Yeah, fair enough.
Water under the bridge, honestly.
Good.
So is that your new girlfriend? She looks nice.
Yeah, she is.
Tom Archer, are you blushing?
No.
Is it serious? Oh, crikey, it is, isn't it?
It's early days. But, all right, I like her.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like her.
So what's the problem?
There isn't one.
Well, why are you tying yourself in knots, then?
Natasha invited me to go to Wales for Christmas.
Okay.
Well, isn't it a bit soon for me to be sitting down to Christmas dinner with her family? Don't want to ruin everything.
Just be nice to everyone. Compliment the food. Don't mention Brexit. You can manage that, can't you?
It's not that. It's... Well, she's just come out of a long-term relationship. This is a really big step, isn't it?
Honestly, Tom, dragging your feet will get you nowhere. I mean, we took forever to get our act together, and look how that panned out. Life's short, Tom. Have Christmas dinner with your girlfriend. See how it goes.
Thanks, Kirsty.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's nice that we can talk like this, isn't it? So, are we okay?
Of course we are.
You all right?
Roy! Good to see you, mate. Fancy a drink later in the week?
Yeah, okay.
Great, that's great. Well, I look forward to it. I'll give you a ring.
Okay.
Thanks, Kirsty.
What's your feeling about turkey ballotine?
Dunno.
Or beef rib with garlic and rosemary?
Just fancy a sandwich, to be honest.
Not for now, you idiot. Christmas dinner. Menu looks great.
I don't know if...
Oh, go on. You'd be doing me a favour. I can't face the Christmas Eve train to Liverpool again, and I don't fancy being piggy in the middle with Philip and Gavin either. Roy, will you be my Christmas dinner date? Please?
Oh, all right then. If it will shut you up.
It will.
Thanks, Kirsty.
So, that's her.
Yeah.
It's nice that everything's cool between you.
It's not always been that way, but yeah. In fact, she was just saying how happy I seemed.
Was she?
Yeah, she's right. I am happy. And if the invitation still stands, then I'd love to spend Christmas in Wales with you and your family.
Would you?
I really would. In fact, I can't wait.
Mum? Mum?
Hello, you. Happy birthday.
What are you doing here?
Aren't you pleased to see me?
Yes. Yes, of course I am.
Hey, what's all this?
I've missed you. I can't believe you're here.
Of course. Had to be with you on your birthday. I couldn't miss such an important day, could I? Hey, what's the matter?
It's been so awful.
What has? The visit?
He looked blank. Just blank. Like he didn't know what day of the week it was, never mind that it was our birthday. And I could see him looking like, where's Mum? And I lied. I made up a load of stuff about a big crisis in the office because how could I tell him that she just couldn't face him?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm here now. Come here, sweetheart. You're not on your own anymore. I'm here.
Hello?
Oh, Alistair, it's Jill. I'm glad I've caught you.
Jill? Hello?
I just wondered, might you be at the surgery later on? I wanted to drop by.
Yes, I'm there all afternoon.
Why? Not Bess, I hope?
No, nothing to worry about. I'll see you later.
The sausages are amazing. Or there's the hog roast. Or that stall sells kind of cheesy strudely type things. I don't know what they are, but they're really good.
Oh, let's go for those then.
What are you smiling at?
You. I'm just so happy to be with you.
Me too. It's so nice having you here with me. I'm sorry about my meltdown last night.
It's fine. I can see now what a vast operation this event is.
Mm.
You've seriously been managing all this on your own.
Yep. And it's not just deck the hall. There's so much day-to-day stuff to keep on top of. Payroll, events, orders, staff rotations.
You're a wonder. You know that.
Oh, shut up.
No, I won't shut up. You're so brilliant and fantastic and talented.
You're not so bad yourself.
Thanks very much.
Oh, I'm sorry I stayed away. I just couldn't leave. I couldn't even think. I just had to get on with it.
And clearly you've been indispensable while your mum's been ill. Now, you going to take me skating or what?
Come on then, if we're quick.
Jill, is everything all right?
Oh yes, Bess is fine, thank you. Fully recovered. Might take Ben a while longer to get over it, though.
These things happen. No harm done in the end.
And that's down to your quick thinking. I wanted to bring you these. A small thank you for everything you did.
That isn't... Ooh, mince pies. Though I really shouldn't.
Nonsense, it's nearly Christmas.
Ah, but I'm on a strict training regime, you see, for my half marathon.
Of course, I must sponsor you.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Please, Alistair. I'd like to. It's the least I can do.
Well, okay, thank you. That's very kind.
Have you got a form or...?
Yes, it's in the office. Come through.
Well, that did not disappoint.
Mm, they're so good, aren't they? You should definitely get some hot chocolate. I wish I didn't have to go back to work.
Don't then.
I have to.
Lily, you're not responsible for Lower Loxley. You're 19. You should be in Manchester, studying, reading, having fun. Not managing a stately home. It's ridiculous. It's not fair.
Mum hasn't been well.
I know, but she's okay now, isn't she?
The doctor said she needs to take it easy.
I get that you're worried about her, but honestly, sweetheart, I think she'll be fine.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I can't leave. Not yet.
You've missed half your first term.
Not half.
Well, near enough.
Well, I'll catch up.
You'd stand a better chance of catching up if you came back.
Russ, please. Trust me. I just need to be here.
You know, after a while, when you didn't come back to Manchester, I started to worry.
Worry?
I thought maybe you were trying to end it, without ending it.
I wouldn't do that.
I know, but when you're waiting and waiting for someone who doesn't turn up, you get paranoid. Your mind starts to play tricks on you.
I love you.
I love you too. I want us to be together for Christmas, like we planned. Just us in our flat. A little tree, some lights and candles.
Can't do that now.
Why not?
Because of Mum. All right, she's on the mend, but I can't just abandon her. It's our first Christmas without Freddie. She needs me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're not being fair, Russ. You know I want to be with you, but I've got to think of my family too. I'm trying to do what's right for everyone, and it's exhausting.
I've got a family as well, but they aren't speaking to me because I turned my whole life upside down to be with you.
Don't.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... Listen, Lily, I'm sorry. I understand. Your mum needs you. I get it. I missed you. Come on. Please, let me buy you a hot chocolate.
I've got to get back to work.
5 minutes.
Russ, I can't. I've got people coming to discuss wedding packages at 1:30. I've got to go. I'll see you later.
Lily, I'm sorry.
Well, it's a very generous donation. I'll have to step up my training, make sure I earn it.
You will. And please take the pies. I can't take them home and run the risk of Bess discovering them again, can I? Besides, if you're in training, you'll need the carbohydrates.
Well, go on then. Thank you. Ooh. Mm. This is delicious.
Good.
I never could resist your baking.
No.
My first of the season, actually. Worth waiting for.
Well, I suppose I better be going. Have you got much more to do before you close for Christmas?
I'll work until the end of next week, then close for a few days between Christmas and New Year, providing there aren't any emergencies.
And where will you be on the day itself?
Oh, just a quiet one at home with Dad. Dan's coming too.
Yes.
And Jazza, of course. No show without Punch.
We've got most of the family coming to Brookfield. It'll be Rosie's first Christmas, you see, so I wanted to make it a good one. Oh, Alistair, I'm sorry.
Really, there's no need.
I'm so tactless.
It's absolutely fine. Please, don't worry about it. I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas, Alistair.
Merry Christmas, Jill.
You know, I meant it about what you did for Bess. It was your fast action that saved her life. It just goes to show what an excellent vet you are. Perhaps someone should tell these Lovell James people that.
Hello.
Hello.
I've been looking for you.
Found a quiet spot where I could get a good view of the ice rink and the house in the background, and these amazing trees in the foreground.
Oh, Russ, that's beautiful.
Just a rough sketch.
No, it's... you've really captured it all. It's... my dad loves seeing the living trees all lit up like this.
Did he? That's nice. So do I.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, it isn't, Russ. I've been so stressed. It's making me really bad-tempered. I shouldn't have spoken to you like that.
You've got a lot on your plate.
I can't stop thinking about what you said, about me moving back here to end things. I didn't, Ross. How could you even think that?
I was just worried about you and, I don't know, let my thoughts run away with me, left on my own for too long.
Well, it won't happen again. Oh, this really is a lovely spot.
Yeah, it is. I saw Danny Robinson earlier.
Who?
He was at college a few years back. Saw me, came bounding over. He's at Newcastle doing art history in his final year.
Wow.
He had a rough time. He was predicted to fail everything. But he didn't fail art, Lily. He got an A in the end, and that... well, it gave him the vision. Made him want to make it. So good to see him.
That's amazing. All down to you.
No. Did it all himself. I just opened a few doors and showed him what was on the other side.
Exactly. You were a brilliant teacher, Russ. Do you miss it?
No. It's just seeing Danny brought it all back. That feeling when you get through to someone. Feel their perspective shift.
I do know how much you've given up for me.
It's nothing.
It's everything. I would like nothing more than for us to spend our Christmas together. But...
I understand. You can't leave your mum.
I couldn't bear the guilt apart from anything else. So, how do you feel about spending Christmas with us instead? The whole family have been invited to Brookfield. My grandma's cooking a feast, so you can meet everyone.
I don't know. I mean, would they want me there?
Of course. You'd be really welcome.
Thank you. Looks delicious.
Grandma!
Lily! I hoped I'd see you.
What are you doing here?
Well, I dropped off a Christmas cake in the flat. There was no sign of your mum. I suppose she's rushed off her feet as usual.
Yeah, she's talking to suppliers.
Then I was having a look for you both out here when I was tempted by this hot chocolate. Can you spare a moment? I'd like to catch up.
Yeah, that would be nice. Let's sit down over here. So, you didn't kill Ben's dog, then?
Oh, don't, Lily. I felt terrible. He hasn't forgiven me. But Bessie's fine, thankfully, and I've learnt my lesson. Tell me, how is Freddie?
He's okay. As well as can be expected.
Lily?
Oh, Grandma. It's almost unbearable.
It must be, darling. Oh, dear. It's
be truly awful having to see your brother in that place. You're doing so well.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I bet he was pleased to see you and your mum and Johnny. You must take comfort from your visits.
Actually, it was just me and Johnny in the end.
Oh?
There was a crisis in the office yesterday morning and Mum had to stay and deal with it.
Oh, no.
Mum insisted I shouldn't miss seeing Freddie again, so Johnny and I went without her.
Poor Elizabeth. I bet she was heartbroken.
Yeah. But she's keeping busy, you know, Mum. Oh, I meant to say thank you for the card and the money. It was very generous.
You're very welcome, darling. Did you manage to have a celebration of sorts?
A few nice surprises. Yeah, thank you.
Good. You okay, love?
Yes, sorry, I'm fine. I'm just looking out for Glenn, the manager. I need a word with him.
You're working so hard. Well, at least you'll have Christmas Day off. I'm so looking forward to having everyone together at Brookfield.
Not everyone.
No, of course. We'll miss Freddie very much. Won't be the same without him.
No.
You need a proper break.
I'm fine, Grandma. How's Linda's show going?
Don't ask me. She looks glum every time I see her.
Oh, dear. Grandma, do you think it might be okay if I brought someone on Christmas Day?
Who?
If it's okay, my boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend. Yes, of course. I just thought...
What?
Nothing. It doesn't matter. That would be wonderful.
Oh, thanks, Grandma. Oh, I can't wait.
Linda? Linda? Linda, didn't you hear me?
I'm sorry, Lillian. I was miles away.
Is everything all right?
Well, I've got a lot on my mind, put it that way.
Oh, dear. Can I help?
Unfortunately not.
It's not my wife of Bath, is it?
Sorry?
Last night, at rehearsal, you didn't like it, did you?
Your performance?
I was trying to inject some physicality. You know, I mean, it should be a bit bawdy, shouldn't it? Was it too much, darling? Vulgar?
Believe it or not, Lillian, my every waking thought does not revolve around you.
I was only asking.
Let me reassure you, your performance as the teller of the Wife of Bath is absolutely fine.
Fine?
Exquisite.
Really?
Yes, everybody's doing marvellously. Admittedly, it would be nice if Eddie said his lines in the right order, but we can't have everything.
So what's the matter? Something's not the stuffing out of you.
Well, you mustn't tell anybody.
Scout's honour.
It's the barn.
The barn?
The Brookfield barn. We can't use it for the tails. What with the leak and the numerous health and safety demands the council are making, David says it's an absolute no-go.
Well, that's not a complete disaster, is it? We can find somewhere else.
Well, I know, but... Oh, Lillian, this was to be my directorial swan song. The tails mean so much to me, and having him in the barn is integral to the project. The tails need the barn, and the barn needs the tails. And the fact is, it won't be the same somewhere else.
Jenny, do you want a cup of tea?
No, thank you.
I could put some coffee on.
I'm fine, thank you, Brian.
Or perhaps a large gin. God knows I could do with one.
Hello?
Oh, Lillian. Oh, just the person. Come in.
Thank you. Now, I'm glad I've caught you.
Good.
No, I'm afraid it's not good. I put out feelers for 3-bed properties near Ambridge, but I'm afraid there's very little out there.
Nothing at all?
Oh, well, you know, in the rental market, things are changing all the time. Something will turn up.
Yes, but when? I mean, we're getting desperate.
Well, look, if it comes to it, there's always a room for you at the Dyer House.
Oh, no. We couldn't possibly impose on you and Justin.
Well, keep it in mind. Look, where's Jenny?
Upstairs.
I'll head on up. Okay?
I'd don your hard hat if I were you.
Is it safe to enter?
Of course it's safe.
How are you getting on?
Slowly.
Can I help?
You can put those clothes into this vacuum pack.
Right you are. It's
it's a big job. No wonder you're stressed. Kate announced at breakfast that she intends to spend Christmas in South Africa. She's leaving on Saturday, would you believe? Well, that's Kate for you.
Yes, exactly.
Off she goes, whenever the mood takes her. Never mind, she's leaving us in complete chaos.
Well, let Kate go. She was never going to be much help with the move, was she?
Oh, well, it's a last straw. All autumn she's been lurking about without lifting a finger to help.
So South Africa's the best place for her, then?
And time and again, I gave her the benefit of the doubt. I've defended her. I've hoped that she might just pitch in to help with the packing. But, oh, no, no, no. Once again, Kate has chosen to let us down. Don't know why I'm surprised.
Look, sit down a moment.
Now, apart from Kate, how are you holding up? To be completely honest, not very well.
Oh, Jenny.
The Christmas tree's barely up before it's down and we've still got nowhere to live. Yes, yes, I can blame Kate and I can blame Brian, but really, I'm just so angry with myself.
Whatever for?
Well, it was my idea. It was me who pushed to sell this house, insisting it was the only way.
Now, look, Jenny, come on. You can't sink now. You're doing the right thing and you'll get through it. I mean, I can sort removals. I can help with the packing. And as I said to Brian, there's always a bed for you at the Dower House.
Thank you, Lillian. But I don't want Rory to feel that he's being shipped around with no proper space of his own. Oh, I'll just have to hope that Brian pulls a rabbit out of his hat.
Oh, Ben, hello. How's that beautiful dog of yours?
You're recovering. I need some dog treats for her.
Jill came in yesterday. Tell me about Bessie's ordeal.
Did she tell you it was all her fault?
Well, she was clearly very upset about the whole episode.
Oh, good. Maybe it'll stop her breaking the rules then.
Well, I did feel sorry for her. She cheered up when we got on to Christmas, though. I hear you've got a table full of archers this year. Lovely.
Yep, I'm helping. Gran's showing me how to make pigeon terrine.
Pigeon terrine, my. You've forgiven her then?
Suppose so.
Jill said Lily's boyfriend is joining you. I didn't know she had one.
No, me neither. First I've heard of it. But then no one tells me anything. You know, who's coming to Christmas dinner, whether they've locked my dog in a room with poisonous pies.
Young dogs are resilient. They bounce back.
I suppose. Anyway, I better go. Said I'd help Mum with milking.
Oh, thank you. I haven't seen David all week. He's not avoiding me, is he?
No. He does feel bad about the barn, though.
Well, it couldn't be helped. David's right to think of the health and safety concerns. They must come first, before considerations of art and culture and magic. I won't deny it's a blow, but what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. That goes for humans as well as dogs.
Ah, David, just the man.
Oh, really?
Now, I saw Linda this morning. She told me everything.
Everything being...
Oh, don't be coy, David. Everything being how devastated she is at the tails having to be moved.
Oh, that.
Surely you can get the barn shipshape if it means the show can go on.
Well, no, actually. It's not that easy. The council aren't answering the phone. There are huge health and safety considerations. And with the leak in the roof, I mean... It would be on my head if the barn collapsed mid-tail, wouldn't it? Possibly, literally.
It's hardly going to collapse. It stood there a good 100 years. I dare say it'll stand there 100 more.
All right. Hi, Auntie Lillian.
Hello, darling.
Is Mum in the parlour?
Yeah, she's made a start.
I'm just bending your dad's ear about this barn business.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking to Linda about it.
Why is everyone talking to Linda about the barn?
She's really upset.
Told you.
Look, I get that she's upset. I didn't want to rain on anyone's parade.
I think she's calling it a procession, but fine.
Look, I can only work within the parameters of what's possible. The first performance is 2 weeks away, and a hell of a lot of work's needed. And it just isn't achievable. Linda needs to find another venue.
But the thing is, it isn't just a venue to Linda.
No, exactly. It's the whole show.
Yes.
Hang on, whose side are you on? I'm not the bad guy here.
It's not all on you, though.
Well, it kind of is.
Ben's right. Look, If you can get the council on side, that's one step. And then what if we corral some volunteers? I mean, I bet we can find loads of people who'd help.
Yeah, I can rope Josh and Pippin and Johnny, Toby, Kenton, yes. Jolene. Mum will help.
Your mum has got enough on, and so has Pip, come to that.
And then there's Neil and Rex and Eddie and Ed. I mean, if we could get enough people to pitch in, surely we could make it safe enough to satisfy the council.
Jenny, I've made tea.
Oh, thanks. Put it there.
No, no, come on, take a break.
I really should carry on. I mean, look at all of this. All this stuff we've accumulated over the years. Oh, I never imagined packing it all up like this.
Come on, I won't take no for an answer.
Oh, very well. Thanks.
I popped in to see Adam. Cool. Wait till you see the farm office he's ordered.
Oh.
It's a green eco-office. Very futuristic-looking. It's carbon neutral, apparently.
Did he mention Lexi?
No, why?
Well, when I saw Ian on Tuesday, he was very worried about her. Apparently she's very low.
Well, can't be much fun hanging around waiting for the transfer.
I think Adam and Ian feel awful. I must give him a ring tomorrow. Just haven't stopped this week.
No, I know you haven't, and it's no good.
What choice do I have, Brian? It needs doing. I can't rest until it is.
All right, but I'm going to order a takeaway. No arguments.
Well, I'm not really at all hungry.
Is that an argument?
No.
Good.
Yeah, I've got that. Okay, yeah.
He doesn't look very positive, does he?
You've got my email address. Right. Okay, well.
Looks like he's lost a shilling and found
a
penny.
Thanks very much, Mr. Eva.
Lost the what?
That's everything for now.
Never mind.
And, yeah, if I need to get in touch. All right, thank you. Bye.
He's coming. And?
What do they say?
Well, Mr. Reeve was very apologetic. They've been having some issues with the phone system, so he hasn't been getting my messages. He says he'll process it as fast as he can.
Right.
He says we were right to be concerned about the leak. That needs dealing with as a priority. And then he's given me this list of important health and safety considerations that we need to satisfy before the barn can be used.
Okay.
We need to work out an evacuation procedure, get some first aiders, get in touch with the fire service. It's a lot of work.
Come on, David, put us out of our misery. Can we use it or not?
Well, based on what he said, I reckon our best chance is to pick a day next week and gather as many volunteers as we can and really go at it, and then we'll know where we are.
So, in other words, you're going to try and make it work?
Yes!
You mean we are going to try and make it work? And not a word to Linda until we're sure, OK? I can't deal with disappointing her twice.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Right. Now, Ben, you're supposed to be in the parlour.
Yes, yes. Go on, Ben. David, if you pull this off, you'll just about make Linda's year.
Well, ring me if anything changes. Bye. Jenny, it's here.
Was that Rory?
Yes, yeah. I'm just arranging to pick him up tomorrow.
How did he sound?
Good, yeah. Although...
Well, what, Brian?
No, nothing. No, he's fine. He's glad to have finished school, that's all.
Oh, well.
I've told him things are a bit up in the air.
And the rest.
Jenny, don't worry. Oh, these pakora are excellent. Here, try them.
So, go on, tell me. Any joy?
Sorry?
Well, on the house front.
Well, not yet.
You found nothing at all?
No, no, but I will, I promise.
Christmas is only 9 days away. We need to have moved out completely before New Year.
Well, things aren't that bad, Jenny. And you don't need to worry about Rory, I've prepared him.
What for? Homelessness?
Oh, come on, it won't come to that. Far as Rory knows, we're moving, and he's okay with that. I just explained to him that Christmas would be a slightly quieter affair. He knows not to expect the usual home farm extravaganza.
Well, that's good. Because, Brian, that's the last thing I'm capable of providing.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Saida Varsi, and I want to let you know that my new podcast is now available on BBC Sounds. I'm sick of Muslim women only being heard if we fit some pre-existing narrative. Either we need to be saved by you, or you need to be saved from us. I'm tired of only speaking about forced marriages or polygamy or burqas, always burqas. So I've been speaking to 7 different Muslim women to hear what they want to say and about the many ways to be a Muslim woman in 21st century Britain. The conversations are intimate, surprising, and sometimes shocking. I hope you'll join us and subscribe to How to Be a Muslim Woman on BBC Sounds.